The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And we are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in. This Christmas Eve show, Tuesday, December 24th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yeah, Merry Christmas Eve,
Merry Christmas. Oh, you've got the Santa hat on. Just noticed that.
Yeah, well, it's Christmas Eve. I can't remember the last time I worked on Christmas Eve. I don't know if I've ever worked on Christmas Eve. I usually have this week off.
I feel like I work it all the time.
Yeah.
I think that Drab behind the scenes, let's be real, you and EB are the divas. So he usually says, all right, these guys complain the most. We'll give them the time closest to Christmas. And then he puts Cakes and I on like the outside of Christmas, which usually sucks because especially as we've gotten older, our kids have gotten older and some of our kids have moved away. And so they visit during Christmas.
Yeah.
So the weeks that are outside of Christmas, like I had 2 weeks off in a row besides the holiday show, which was great, but it's like not even close to Christmas.
It's pretty nice to have back-to-back weeks off, though.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. And I know that you were supposed to have a week off, and then you moved it because you had just had your Thanksgiving wraparound.
Well, I had the Thanksgiving wraparound, and I had I basically had 2.5 weeks off because I saved all my vacay days to the holidays. And I was supposed to have the week where you and Cakes were supposed to do the show together. And I said, you know what? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Eric and Cakes. And I said, you know what? I was just off for 2.5 weeks. I might as well just work because I didn't want to just work a week and then take another week off. So I worked that week and pushed it until next week.
I just know behind the scenes.
It's kind of confusing.
Behind the scenes for Drab, it's probably a nightmare. So I usually just say, just whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, I'll take those weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
So well, now that's the way it is. So we're running the two-man shows. I think Drabby's off today. We got Valdez, Mike Marr here. Are you guys all ready for Christmas? I don't know how many gifts you have to get.
Drabby's,
who do you have to get gifts for?
Drabby's off the rest of this week.
He's off the rest of the week.
And then when are you taking off? Aren't you taking some time off?
No.
You're not taking any time off for the holidays?
No.
Oh. Is that because
you took a lot of golf trips.
Is that because you had 14 golf trips this year?
It was only two.
Oh.
And I mistimed everything. And then Drab had on the schedule that both of us wouldn't be in the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I said, we can't do that. Someone has to be in.
Right.
So I will be in the day after Christmas.
Are you set for Christmas? Like,
no.
Who do you have to buy gifts for?
I got to buy gifts for my parents, my brother, my sister-in-law, my niece and my nephew, and a couple other family members. But I'm pretty set.
So you've got it all done.
I got it all done. It's not hard. I just ask my brother like what kind of toys they're into,
right? Yeah.
And then I do that. And then it's all gift cards.
Do they get size for Uncle Matt?
Not really.
Well, at least today, at least today's like a Thursday. No. Today's like a Friday because we have off tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we have...
We're trying to follow your logic here.
Well, just because when you have the midweek off, it's almost like today's a Friday because you have tomorrow off and then we come back on Thursday and it's obviously Thursday. So it's,
and you're gearing
it's
up a for the short, Falcons game.
It's a short week, you know, after Christmas.
You know what I do presents-wise, though, is because I tell my parents... If I really need something, I can buy it myself. And so I tell my parents, just don't get me anything. And then my mom feels bad that I don't have anything to open up on Christmas Day. So I like deliver stuff that I'm interested in to the house, and she can wrap it and then leave it there for me.
I did that this year for the first time. So I got nose hair, ear hair trimmers. Okay.
Silly gift.
I can't remember where I was. And I was like, you know what? I could use these because I tend to be a plucker where if I get a couple creepers, I'll just pluck them right out. And I was like, well, let me just have that. And then I just brought it home, gave it to the wife and said, here you go. Here's a Christmas gift for me.
it's smart.
Well, yeah. I happened to go to the mall yesterday with all my kids. So
oh, was it packed?
First of all, I just went to the food court. All right. My oldest wanted the new cell phone. She's 24, by the way. She wants the new cell phone. I said, okay, I'll do that for you for Christmas. Flip your old phone, get the new phone. But I don't need to go into the Apple store with her. So I just gave her my credit card and she went and did that. And I was just in the food court. But even like the line for Cava, the lines for like Chipotle, those places where you got to get in line. Oh my gosh, it was like 20 minutes.
Nobody's working today. There was nobody on the road this morning.
It was kind of awesome.
Happy Christmas Eve.
I mean, it's Christmas Eve. Nobody's working besides us.
Does the Bishop family hit church on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, we do. We do.
You should have seen his face. If you had it on Monumental, that would have been great.
Well, we do the children's mass because it's the short one. It's like a half hour. So we go to the children's mass, starts at 3, and I get out of there at 3:25, get the car, roll up. My wife and daughters come out, and we're out.
So my little one goes to a Catholic school. She goes to St. Elizabeth, second grader. And last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, they said, do you want your kid to participate in the mass? And she was kind of waffling back and forth, didn't want to like sing unless some of her friends were singing. But ultimately, she is. The mass is at 4 o'clock. We have to be there at 3:15.
Oh, that's brutal.
3:15.
And then it's an hour mass probably.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too long. I don't get anything out of it, man. I'm just looking at my phone going, all right,
just checking your phone.
When are we getting out of here?
You don't pay attention to the gospel.
Not real, but it's a kid's mass, so they bring the kids up and it's fine. That's what I'm prepared for. And then we have a traditional Christmas Eve party at my house with my aunts and uncles come over, some of my cousins and their kids.
Hey, this is your
couple neighbors.
This is your second holiday party. Didn't you have a pre-Thanksgiving one too?
That was the big one though. We had 47 people at my house. This one's a lot smaller.
So what's this one, like 20?
Yeah, it'll be like 17 to 20. Not bad.
When you had the 47 people,
yeah.
Did you have like an Evite with an arrival time and an exit time?
No, we just sent
out. I noticed a couple, so on Saturday, my wife actually went to 4, but I went to a couple of Christmas parties.
Okay.
And one of them, it said 2 to 4.
Uh-huh.
And basically, like, right at 4 o'clock, people are starting to leave, which is always awkward. But I'm just wondering if, when you have 47 people, do you have the lingerers, and you just want to be done with it and clean up?
We started at 2. This was the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So we started at 2. No, we didn't send an Evite. We just sent an email, like a family email. And we said, starts at 2. And usually people are out of there by 8. I think the last people probably left around 8. But there were a lot of young kids, like my second cousins. And we had 9 Rugrats running around. So their parents wanted to get the hell out of there. So
yeah, tonight it won't be that full crew. It'll just be like 15 people.
It'll be a couple neighbors and my aunts and uncles who live in Virginia and my cousins who live. One lives in Arlington. The other one lives in Leesburg. And they have a couple young kids too, so it won't be crazy.
Jason, so Mike Marr, you're the youngest sibling, right?
Yep.
Do you have to get gifts for your older sister? Is that weird?
No, I get it.
Because you're like in your 20s living your life and they're all married and stuff,
yes,
right?
So I do shopping for my three older siblings, brother-in-law, parents, grandparents, and then a couple of my friends.
And that's a lot.
I just like doing the gift card bit. I mean, if you hit me up and you're like, hey, I want this specifically, or I want like these few things, I'll get you that. If not, just
I used to be a silly gift giver. And then I would take a lot of time and effort, and I would really think about something that's a conversation about something you need. Or
right. You've done that on this show for years.
But I've lost my zeal.
You tapped out.
I've tapped out. It's a lot to really try and zero down on something that somebody really wants. And especially, I'm very bitter because I'm so easy to buy for. You just get me golf balls.
Golf stuff, right. Yeah.
So I'm at the food court.
I don't ever ask for anything.
I'm at the food court with Dylan and Isabella waiting for Kelsey. And I asked Dylan, I was like, hey, do you need to buy any presents for anybody? I'll give you my card right now. You could, like, I was going to stay at the food court. I was like, you run to Macy's, do whatever, you know, buy me some hoodie, you know, whatever. I'm easy. And he's like, nah, I'm just getting it all tomorrow. Gift cards. So he's doing the Mike Marr deal.
The Mike Marr.
I mean, it's just so easy.
And like, I guess you just go to Giant or Target, you get your gift cards, and you're done.
I think I would get kind of psyched to just get a bunch of gift cards too. I mean, you know, then
gift
you go
cards
get whatever
are
you want.
Great.
Yeah, exactly.
You remember that gift that one of the listeners gave us on for the holiday show? I drew it. It was the Manscaped.
Yes. Yeah.
So I told my wife, I ain't using this. So I told her to look up how much it was $100.
Oh, geez. You already put it on Facebook Marketplace.
So I told my wife, I put it on Facebook Marketplace for $75. And someone said, I'm in. So someone's going to buy it for $75.
Why wouldn't you use it? You never
need
any sort of grooming?
I just use scissors.
Yeah, but that thing would be selling.
Yeah, I use scissors. I use little scissors.
That's diabolical.
No, it works.
I mean, like it works. Give yourself a haircut down there.
Yeah,
works.
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes sense.
Right.
I remember.
I don't need that Manscaped thing. I don't need that.
Yeah, but you can use that for like your underarms if you want. If you got a big old
bush. No, just use scissors.
Use scissors there. That's hard. I've tried scissors there. It's tough.
No, I use that. Scissors work.
Yeah, last year during the White Elephant present on the show, I drew the Manscaped. I think Valdez drew the Manscaped, and then I stole it from him. Now, that's probably one of the best presents I've gotten in a while.
I should have given it to you. Oh, you already have one, though. What were you going to ask me, Valdez? You were going to ask me something before.
Oh, you're the show weatherman.
Oh.
So is there going to be ice and sleet later today?
I think there's an advisory till about 1 o'clock, at least out in my county. So I don't think it's going to be too bad. But I did not watch the weather yesterday at all. So I don't know the latest on that.
Because I'm leaving straight from here to go up to Pasadena, and I didn't know
if the
parkway was going to be a debacle.
Yeah, just check it. Check it by the hour. But I don't think it's going to be horrible. I did see all the trucks out. There was a bunch of trucks out on the toll road, but nothing was coming down. But
not going to have a white Christmas.
Not going to have a white Christmas. By the way, back in the day when my grandparents were still around, they lived in Tacoma Park. And we would have Christmas Day at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, everyone would buy everyone a gift. So my mother was one of 11 kids, a bunch of grandkids. So everyone would buy every aunt and uncle a gift, every cousin a gift. So you'd have to buy like 25 gifts. And then we started doing the white elephant thing. And now we don't even get together because there's too many people. And no house can really, besides mine, no house can really house all these people. So now people just do their own thing on Christmas Day.
What do you prefer?
I love that.
Especially now you have two football games on Christmas Day.
That's right. Right. Valdez will be all into that. What time is the Raven game? Is that 4:30?
4 o'clock or 4:30?
4 o'clock.
That's the second game.
Yes, the second game.
Yeah.
Pretty happy.
well, you'll be fine.
Do you have any Christmas traditions other than opening gifts? I was thinking about this. My family doesn't really, and I was thinking maybe we should implement let's watch a Christmas movie together or something like that, but we don't.
We always watch A Christmas Story, or it's on in the background.
So everybody in the family sits down to watch it
together? We'll be hanging out watching A Christmas Story. And then
we do the same thing.
And then we play Christmas Bingo.
Oh, yeah?
that's usually pretty fun.
That's funny.
And then my mom has like tchotchkes. Like she'll have like candy if you win. Like you have to draw a number if you win. And then she comes out with like a candy. And then there's one like big $25 Amazon gift card that you hope that you win.
I mean, my wife makes like certain cinnamon rolls or something and all that stuff. But
do you get together with your brother on Christmas Day?
No. No, so we just do Thanksgiving. I mean, it's been different since my mom passed, to be quite honest. A lot of the traditions have changed, but the last 3 years, we usually go up to New Jersey Thanksgiving. They stay up there. We'll do a New Year's party.
So it's just you.
Just you and Jess
and the kids.
And then Jess's mom passed like 2 years ago. I'm not trying to beat Debbie Downer, but we used to do stuff with her. Like my family one day when my mom was around, then her family one day. I think we're going to go see her sister in Fredericksburg on, what is that, Thursday?
Right.
Day after Christmas?
Yeah.
But that'll be a stop and pop because we both, Jess and I, are working on Thursday. Both of us are working
on Friday.
So just go over there for a little bit, exchange gifts with our nephews and our sister, and then bounce out.
Mike Moore, are you going to be
95.
In, Mike Moore, are you going to be in Ashburn tonight?
Yeah, I'm going back home for a little bit and then hitting St. Teresa Mass at 6 o'clock. And then I always do dinner with my family after that. And then tomorrow I'll be in your neck of the woods. I'll be in Broadlands at my aunt's house basically like all day with like my cousins and aunts, uncles and stuff.
Right.
I ought to hit this 3 or 30 minute children's mass or whatever at 3 o'clock because no one gets to the church earlier than my dad. So
he's the first to be there.
Not actually the first, but he is there really early and I'm going with him this year. So it's just, I should really pop into that 30 minute mass.
It's so sweet.
You get to hear a lot of songs when you're there early.
Yeah.
See, back in the day I played guitar and when I was in high school and I think maybe early college, I was part of the youth folk group at my church, St. Edward's in Bowie, and for a Christmas mass, usually the musical acts, they're performing like a half an hour all the way leading up to the mass, so you get all that.
It feels like bottomless songs on Christmas. Just constantly doing something, but, you know, it's okay. If that's what my family, you know, everyone's into it, so we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Well, everybody out there, be safe if you're driving around. Merry Christmas. Should we play the... I know that we'd had our holiday show. We played Christmas music. Should we play holiday music throughout the show?
Yeah.
We'll come back.
Santa hat back out.
Yeah. I requested it.
It is Christmas Eve, so when we come back, we'll have a whole bunch of holiday hits.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Very nice. All right, we're doing that throughout the show.
And by the way, we're taking calls, too. We're taking calls throughout the show today.
Yes, if you want to chime in.
It's Christmas Eve. Let us know your plans. What are you doing tonight?
800-636-1067 is the number. You can always text the fan on the Top Screen Windows text machine. Same number. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We've got Chris Caputo, who's the head basketball coach at George Washington. He's going to join us at 7:45. Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports. We'll talk some NFL with him coming up at 8:20.
He's based in Atlanta.
No B-Rob. I actually, this morning, did all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, B-Rob, 9 o'clock, and then just found out no B-Rob today. So
I don't know if he canceled or if the Commanders canceled or what happened. But
his people sent an email.
Yeah.
He fumbled his appearance.
He ain't happy.
Oh, yes.
He didn't want to talk about it.
800-636-1067. It's Bish, JP hanging out, the Junkies. Keep it here.